Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of July 2020. Delhi High Court has directed the central government to submit a status report indicating the steps that are being taken by it for ensuring the proper functioning of the Debt Recovery Appellate Tribunal and Debt Recovery Tribunals during the pandemic situation. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Development Association to ensure that no encroachment takes place within the Sanjeevan by any person, for any purpose, and if any encroachment is existing or is made, the same should be removed without any delay. Bombay High Court Estate 62 show cause notices issued to textile manufacturers by Maharashtra Pollution Control Board for refusal of application for consent to operate under the provisions of the Water Prevention and Control of Pollution Act, 1974 and the Air Prevention and Control of Pollution Act, 1981. Gujarat High Court has granted bail to as many 25 migrant workers arrested on charges of murder and dacoity for their alleged clash with the police personnel at Rajkot over delay in their return to their native states. Gujarat High Court has refused to drop criminal charge of dacoity against Satish Praveen Bhai Vansula, who was arrested in connection to Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 protests in December 2019. Supreme Court has asked a petitioner seeking shutting down of ashrams run by fake Babas to serve the petition upon the center in order for them to come up with suggestions regarding the possible course of action. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking cancellation of bail of Aam Aadmi Party member of Legislative Assembly Prakash Jarwal in connection with the alleged suicide of a doctor in South Delhi in April 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice in the plea seeking direction to the Tamil Nadu Assembly Speaker to immediately decide the disqualification petition regarding 11 members of Legislative Assembly who had voted against the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister, Edappadi K. Palaniswamy in 2017. Delhi High Court has refused to set aside the decision of the Delhi University to remove the officer on special duty principal of one of its colleges, Delhi College of Arts and Commerce. Tripura High Court has held that a woman who lived like a wife and was treated as the wife cannot be deprived of the maintenance. Karnataka High Court has expressed that state government orders banning online classes encroached upon the fundamental right to life and education conferred by Article 21 and 21A of the Constitution of India, 1949. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to Franklin Templeton India and other respondents on pleas challenging the winding up of six of its debt schemes. Kerala High Court has held that education loan cannot be rejected to a student solely on the ground of unsatisfactory credit scores of the applicant's parents. Telangana High Court has ordered the State Bank of India to extend the debt repayment deadline under the one-time settlement scheme by 90 days. Telangana High Court has dismissed a plea against relaxing of lockdown norms, observing that as long as the decisions of the executive do not infringe the fundamental rights or a provision of law, the courts would not interfere with such decisions.